Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today across Israel, the weather is sunny and pleasant, with mild temperatures perfect for being outside. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies, while Tel Aviv will enjoy a light breeze throughout the day. In Haifa, the sun will be shining brightly. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom just in, the United States reports a wave of attacks completed in the Gulf, with Iran threatening a response. The escalation saw the Kuwaiti army intercept drones from Iran, with additional attacks reported in Bahrain and Jordan. Also, from Ynet earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu revealed that the Shin Bet and IDF were behind the capture of a senior Hamas security official. Muin al-Arabid was brought wounded to Israel after an operation in Gaza. Also this hour, in a report from Forward, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal. This agreement will provide Greece with a sophisticated anti-missile system to counter regional threats. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that amidst ongoing attacks, a vehicle rushed towards a crowd of Iranian regime supporters. Footage shows the vehicle striking the gathering amid gunfire. And finally, from the Times of Israel this morning, the U.S. struck Iranian sites around the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims it retaliated against the base in Jordan, with conflicting reports about casualties. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted earlier that Iran's foreign ministry criticized U.S. sanctions, claiming they threaten international law and calling them an example of lawlessness and bullying. Former U.S. diplomat Aaron David Miller shared his perspective, suggesting that a recent WSJ story highlights the arrogance of great powers underestimating their adversaries, drawing parallels with Russia's actions in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Justice, announced that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in products from Israeli territories beyond the green line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating tensions in the Gulf, Israel Hayom reports that the United States completed a series of attacks amidst growing threats from Iran. The Kuwaiti army intercepted drones, and Iran has vowed a response. This heightens concerns about further destabilization in the region. Turning to the capture of Muin al-Arabid, Ynet details that he is considered a top figure in Hamas internal security. His capture followed a targeted operation in Gaza, underlining Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's infrastructure. This development is likely to impact the dynamics in Gaza. Meanwhile, the defense deal between Israel and Greece, as reported by Forward, marks a significant step in their bilateral relations. The $3.5 billion agreement includes a multi-layered anti-missile system, enhancing Greece's defensive capabilities amid regional threats. This move is seen as bolstering alliances in the Mediterranean. In other news, the vehicle attack reported by Israel Hayom involved a car ramming into a group of regime supporters in Iran. The incident, caught on camera, reflects the internal unrest and growing dissent within the country. This is a stark reminder of the volatile situation in Iran. Finally, the Times of Israel highlights the recent U.S. strikes on Iranian sites. In response, Iran's Revolutionary Guard claimed an attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. These exchanges underscore the fragile state of U.S.-Iran relations, with potential implications for regional stability. On the economic front. First, from CTEC, Apple CEO transition raises questions about the company's future innovation. While Tim Cook leaves behind a $4.5 trillion legacy, his successor faces challenges in AI and new hardware categories. Separately, Walla Business reports on a new expansion order, increasing the daily recovery rate in Israel's private sector. This change, applied retroactively, may entitle employees to additional financial compensation. And finally, Globes cover Sentinel-1's sharp decline in stock value following a cut in guidance. Despite this, the company has seen a substantial rise in share value since the start of 2026, signaling ongoing investor confidence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.